You're listening to a special edition of Away With Words. I'm Grant Barrett.
And I'm Martha Barnett. And today we're looking for old words and new words that you think deserve more use. Here's one I like, Grant. This is an old one. Thank you, ma'am.
People don't say thank you enough?
No. It's a specific word. And I have to back up by saying, can we please stop putting speed hump on road signs? Don't you hate that?
What should it say? Sleeping policeman?
Yeah, well, that's one thing. In Britain, they say sleeping policeman or slow child, which I don't particularly like. But, you know, there's an old term, thank you, ma'am, and the dictionary defines it as a hollow or ridge in a road which causes persons passing over it in a vehicle to nod the head involuntarily as if in acknowledgement of a favor. Thank you, ma'am. I think they should be called thank you, ma'ams. Wouldn't it be nicer than driving along and seeing speed hump? I can't stand that. Speed hump.
That's pretty good. That's vaguely familiar to me.
Is it?
Thank you, ma'am. So I'm driving down the road.
Yeah.
We're all shaking. Our heads are nodding involuntarily. Yeah. And we go, thank you, ma'am.
It's a thank you, ma'am. Yeah.
Well, did you see that call from Maria Morales from Indiana? She had a word she wanted to share with us. They use this in her family. She and her fiancé have made up the word corpse toe, C-O-R-P-S-E-T-O-E. It's not as bad as you might think.
Corpse toe?
It's when you get in bed with your partner or your spouse, and they have frozen feet.
They're well, popsicle toes,
and then
they put
them on you.
Yeah.
And this is very familiar in my house. My wife has feet that are like frozen cordwood. Of course, I hold back the shivers, and I warm them up anyway, but they're cold, so corpse toe, right? Why is it that some people are naturally cold like that?
I say popsicle toes.
Popsicle toes.
Yeah.
That works.
I think there was a song about those.
I say go sleep on the couch. My wife's feet are so cold. They're like they're chiseled
How
out of
cold
ice.
Are they?
They're really cold. They're very cold. But she has a warm personality. So.
Oh, man. Well, do you have a word you've coined that you'd like to share? Or maybe you've adopted a word from another variety of English? How about British English or Aussie English or South African English? A word that deserves wider use among speakers of American English. Call us at 1-877-929-9673 or email us words@waywardradio.org.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, this is Cynthia from Louisville, Kentucky.
Well, hello, Cynthia. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, thanks for having me. I called because I have a word that I would like to see if maybe we could import from Britain and get more people to use.
Oh, do tell.
And maybe I've taken my interpretation too far, but the word that I'm calling about is whinge, which is a verb and a noun. I looked it up, like any good word nerd, in the OED, just to be sure that I had it right.
Sure.
And it means to complain, to whine, and to complain peevishly.
Mm-hmm. And how are you spelling it?
Well, from what I can see, there are a couple of different spellings. There's W-H-I-N-G-E, and then sometimes the H is left out, particularly when it has I-N-G at the end.
So whinge, this is a very British term, right?
Yes.
Right.
As far as I can tell.
Right. So let's hear it in a sentence. What do you like about it?
Well, actually, I looked up to try to figure out where did I first hear this, and I love Britcoms, and especially the cringy British humor, and I was a big fan of the original version of The Office. So I went to BBC America, and I found a list of the episodes, and I looked, and one of them says in the summary, David pulls a strop at Tim's whinging. Why doesn't he get back to work? David doesn't want Tim spreading his bad vibes around the office. And so my interpretation of that is that whinging is when you basically sit around and gripe about things and don't do anything about it. And spread your negativity to others.
Well said. Well said. And isn't this a word that has everything, Cynthia?
Yes.
I agree with you. It's sort of got whining and wheezing and cringing and sort of mouth breathing, squeaky hinge, all those things for me when I hear that word.
Yes.
Whingy.
Yes. Whingy. But it's almost like wine, right?
Yeah, it's which like we whine, would use but in, better.
But whinge we would not use in North America at all, right? And, I mean, except as an affectation or because we watched the British version of The Office.
Right. We wouldn't use it in normal life, but I agree with Cynthia. I think it's a great word.
The nasal really carries
whinging.
It.
Yes. Yes. It's sort of like complaining about stuff that maybe mm-hmm. isn't worth complaining about mm-hmm. and complaining in an especially annoying way. It's more than whining, right?
I see.
At least in my opinion. Is that what you're thinking, Cynthia?
Well, I've taken it maybe just a step further, maybe in my isolation, but it's a word that I teach people because I have a concept. I try to surround myself with word nerds, but they don't all watch Britcoms.
Do you do a lot of whinging? Is this the problem? Are people avoiding
you? Well, actually, I have found that just as a general principle, when you have more than three people around, mm-hmm. and people A and B are irritated with people C, often for different reasons, and people A and B start to whinge about it, mm-hmm. then the result is that A and B are both irritated about both things, and they feel more justified in their original complaint.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So it's sort of a 1 + 1 = 5. So whenever I get into a setting like a team at work or something like that, I try to have a no whinging rule. Mm-hmm. Because it's so poisonous to the environment.
Amen. Uh-huh. Very good. I know a 3.5-year-old who should learn that.
Yeah, so whinging is contagious and sort of feeds on itself and works people up into a lather?
That's the way I see it. And then when I went back and looked at the Office quote, it says that David doesn't want him spreading his bad vibes around the office.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very good,
so
very good.
I think the first time I heard it was being used that way in an office environment, spreading bad vibes. Mm-hmm. Now, I noticed that when you're saying it with the H in it.
Oh, that's pretentious. I'm sorry.
I was hoping so, because it did remind me of the Family Guy thing where Stewie keeps saying cool whip, and Brian gets him to say whip, and he'll say whip, now cool whip, cool whip.
Cool whip.
So, Cynthia, how are we going to get this word circulating in the English language? Because I think it's fabulous.
Well, more Britcoms on TV.
More Britcoms on TV.
I don't know. I've been doing it one person at a time. Whenever I see a situation that starts to seem to devolve, and I try to impose my no whinging rule, but I have no ideas except to call you guys.
Mm.
Well, thank you so much for agreeing with me on this.
Sure.
Yes, no whinging here.
Yeah, maybe we can make some headway on this.
Sure. In 20 years, when every American says whinge instead of whine, we'll credit you, Cynthia.
That's right. We'll all get together.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You know, Martha, I feel like it's time for Well, I Never to make a comeback.
Well, I never.
Yeah, my grandmother used to say that. If something amazing happened, she'd be like, well, I never.
There go your hands on your hips again.
Yeah, the hands on the hip. All of the old language that I respect, that I want to come back, almost all of it comes from my grandparents' generation.
Oh,
they had a way of speaking that's homey and familiar
and like that.
Reminds me of my childhood and family get-togethers and just, well, what? I never.
That reminds me, my mother used to always say, you don't mean it. You don't mean it. Which translates as, oh, you don't mean it.
And this was in response to somebody talking about somebody else's family scandal or?
Oh, no, something good.
Oh, I see.
Could be. Yeah, you know, I got an A on the test. You don't mean it.
Oh, that's nice. So it's an expression of disbelief.
Pleasant disbelief, I guess.
Very
it's sort
nice.
Of like, well, I never. Well, I mean it. We know that you value lifelong learning, and every once in a while we ask you to invest in the future of your community by supporting your local public radio station with a contribution.
Help the hardworking folks at your public radio station keep bringing you programs like this. Please call right now. Here's the number,